nearly 30 years, crime was falling in the United States. No more. The national murder rate is at its highest in 25 years.
Oh my God!
The result of far-left policies that leave innocent Americans at the mercy of violent criminals. You've seen the images. Subway riders pushed onto tracks by the violently deranged. Stores being looted in broad daylight. Elderly women viciously beaten on the street and outside their homes. Gang shootings turning cities into war zones. Hardened criminals rampaging without fear. No fear of arrest. No fear of prosecution. No fear of jail. No fear of any consequence at all. Instead, you are made to live in fear. Woke progressive prosecutors are releasing dangerous predators before trial. Woke far-left politicians have allowed our streets and parks to be overrun with crime and drugs. Police have been made into the enemy, and criminals into a protected class. Violent crime is up 21% in Washington, D.C., 35% in Chicago, 41% in New York City, and murders are up 207% in Portland. Cities in chaos, billions in property damages, lives, families destroyed. Stop the woke war on police. Stop the far-left assault on public safety. Stop the radical left-wing love affair with criminals. Stop the insanity. Citizens for Sanity paid for this ad.
Saying white people are inherently evil. White people are inherently bad. And then saying we celebrate the end of white people. And then when you quote them, they call for your arrest and say replacement migration does not exist. Think about that. Let that roll over you. Let that sink in for a minute. And really think about just how horrible Charles Schumer and all the rest of these devils are. Because they know what they're doing, and they know God's real, and they've made a vandalistic decision to go against that when they know they're going to fail, and all they want is to claw as many of our beautiful souls who have such beautiful bodies of every color and shape into the mouth of this thing. And so we've lived to see it. You've lived to see it. I've lived to see it. The world government, the mark of the beast, the whole thing is here now, and it's just beginning. And the big test is here. As they shut off the food in the third world, then flood us with all these desperate souls who are good people, but are going to be used as a weapon to bring us all down. We can't hate these people. We have to save these people.
My friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. When farmers can't plant crops because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices, we're in trouble. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of the food we're eating right now. Food takes time to grow. I'm sure you understand that. So when farmers don't plant, we don't eat. That's why you need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages, because we know they're coming, and there's no question about it. And the best way to prepare is to get ready our emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewiththinkaboutit.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories a day. That's preparewiththinkaboutit.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Don't wait any longer. Preparewiththinkaboutit.com. Hi, Steve here. I want to address this message to all the globalists. to all the big tech oligarch leaders who believe that their new world order will be their perfect utopia and that the rest of humanity has no value to them.
Most of these people in these groups are billionaires or multi-billionaires. And it almost seems to me like when money is no object anymore, the next high is world power and control and domination. That's a scary thought.
Klaus, Bill, Mark, Susan, and to all those who are a part of helping to build the new Tower of Babel called the Great Reset, and to all those who are helping to destroy America by bringing down its ability to survive, I want you to hear the first prophet of God and what he says to this new world order who has rejected the truth. Even the devil knows his time is limited, and yet you lawless ones are blinded by him and that reality, because your time is also limited on this earth. The prophet Enoch wrote, "Oh, that my eyes were a cloud of waters, that I might weep over you, so that I might rest from my trouble of heart. Who has permitted you to practice reproaches and wickedness, so that judgment will overtake you, sinners? You righteous, don't fear the sinners, for again the Lord will deliver them into your hands, that you may execute judgment upon them according to your desires. Woe to you who fulminate anathemas which cannot be reversed. Healing will be far from you because of your sins." The word woe means sorrow, grief, misery, misfortune, wretchedness. And the word fulminate means railing against or the verbal attacks against the righteous. "Woe to you who return evil for evil, but you will be requited according to your works," or "you will be paid back according to your works. Woe to you, you lying witnesses, and to those who weigh out injustice, for suddenly you will perish. Woe to you, sinners, for you persecute the righteous, for you will be delivered up and persecuted because of injustice, and heavy will its yoke be upon you. Be hopeful, you righteous, for suddenly will the sinners perish before you." In Revelation chapters 16 through 18, it says the same thing. Read it for yourself. "And you will have lordship over them according to your desires. And in the day of the tribulation of the sinners, your children shall mount up and rise up as eagles, and higher than the vultures will be your nest. And you will ascend and enter the crevices of the earth and the clefts of the rock forever, as Kanye's before the unrighteous. And the sirens will sigh because of you and weep. Wherefore fear not, you that have suffered, for healing shall be your portion, and a bright light will enlighten you, and the voice of rest you will hear from heaven." This is fulfilled in Revelation chapter 14, verses 13 through 16. "Then I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, so they will rest from their labors, since their works follow them. Then I looked, and there was a white cloud, and one like the Son of Man was seated on the cloud, with a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple, crying out in a loud voice to the one who was seated on the cloud, use your sickle and reap, for the time to reap has come, since the harvest of the earth is ripe. So the one seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Woe unto you, you sinners, Enoch says, for your riches make you appear like the righteous, but your hearts convict you of being sinners. And this fact shall be a testimony against you for a memorial of your evil deeds. Woe to you who devour the finest of the wheat and drink wine in large bowls and tread underfoot the lowly with your might. Woe to you who drink water from every fountain, for suddenly you will be consumed and wither away because you've forsaken the fountain of life. Woe to you who work unrighteousness and deceit and blasphemy. It will be a memorial against you for evil. Woe to you, you mighty, who with might oppress the righteous, for the day of your destruction is coming. Don't believe me? Just look what it says in Revelation. Then I saw a great white throne, and one seated on it. Earth and heaven fled from his presence, and no place was found for them. I also saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by what was written in the books. Then the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. Each one was judged according to their works. Death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. In those days, many and good days shall come to the righteous in the day of your judgment. Then I heard a loud voice from the throne. Look, God's dwelling is with humanity, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Grief, crying, and pain will be no more, because the previous things have passed away. For all of you on the Great Reset team, I want you to know that just because you don't read the Word of God, that doesn't hold you innocent. I know that many of you who could hear this video and this message will reject it because you've already sold your soul to Satan. But for those of you who haven't gone that far, I want you to understand that God loves you and he sent his only son because he does love you. In chapter 63 of the book of Enoch, it says that the mighty and the kings of the earth begged God to grant them a little respite from his angels of punishment to whom they were delivered, that they might fall down and worship the Lord of spirits and confess their sins before him. In other words, a short period of rest or relief before their judgment and their execution. They want a temporary suspension or a pause before they go into the lake of fire. Enoch said, they were delivered to the angels for punishment, and now they're begging that they might fall down and worship before the Lord of spirits and confess their sins before him. But it's too late. And Enoch records the fact that they long for a little rest, but they don't find it. They follow hard upon it, he said, but they don't obtain it. Once they enter into eternity and enter judgment, God's punishment is final. It's remarkable to me that men can say, well, I don't believe that, or I don't believe the Bible is true, or it's just a book that man made up to control men. No, those are all the lies so the devil can control you and eventually cause your soul to be lost and suffer punishment for eternity. This may be the only warning those of you on the Great Reset team may ever hear, unless you make a decision to turn from sin and to ask God to forgive you and invite him into your heart, surrendering everything to him and his will. You have no hope, but only a fearful looking forward to eternal damnation. There's a link in the description box below for anyone who would like to pray and ask Jesus Christ to be the Lord of their life. Don't wait another day. Think about it.